That's mean.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Make me happy.
Alrighty, we've got Judy Duvall in. Aloha.
Aloha. That, I just want to go back.
Yeah.
80 degree weather.
I was going to say, yeah, but you did bring me a treat.
I did. Coconut, it's a little different than the brown bread in a can.
Coconut Hawaiian shortbread. You even brought one I can share with my wife because she loves coconut too.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, so perfect.
I would have loved to brought the pineapple Dole Whip. But,
oh, yeah.
You know. I just want to say something really quick was, I don't know who that girl was on before. I just got in my car, but Mike better watch it. That girl was amazing on the radio.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tracy Berg with the from St. Mary's School.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She was really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you know, we just got back from Hawaii on the Pride of America. I've been on Pride of America several times, but it's been a while. And I was amazed how some people actually go on vacation to relax. I learned a little bit about it. There was several couples on there that didn't get off the ship a few times.
Nice.
Because they were sunning on the top of the deck. They were in the hot tubs. The one thing about Pride of America, I think people wonder why we go on NCL Pride of America all the time, because it is the only ship that is American flagged. They had built that to stay in Hawaii, and there's no casino on there because it's a U.S. flagship, and they don't allow casinos on there.
I did not know that.
But you really don't need one on there for that. It's about staying in Hawaii and seeing all those ports. Princess, Royal Caribbean, all the other ones, it leave from Los Angeles. So it takes 4 days to get over there, 5 days to tour, 4 days to come back.
I could do that too.
So yeah,
I'm good at sitting there doing nothing. I'm good at sitting there watching the clouds go by and the people and but you know, some people do that with, like you mentioned, everybody leaves the ship, so you pretty much have it all to yourself when people dock. So if you just want to,
I was just amazed how many do that. Some of them have been there before and then they chose their, but they wanted that sun and directly. I guess the biggest thing when we got off the ship, because everybody's going, you got to get a Loco Moco. Mm. And I went, what? Mm. Oh, yeah. It's on every menu. Loco Moco. Mm. So I didn't try it. Mm. A lot of the guys are coming, you got to try it. And I thought, this is a man's meal.
Huh.
And what it is it's in a bowl and it's rice on the bottom, a small rice, hamburger on the top, brown gravy with onions and mushrooms, if you prefer. And an egg on the top.
Huh.
Ooh. Put an egg on it.
Wow.
I didn't try
it. Sounds good for breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Yeah, any time of the day.
It was even in Cheeseburger in Paradise. I went, what?
Loco Moco.
Loco Moco.
I don't remember that.
I think I'm going to even try to make it.
Yeah, I'm just all about the pineapple ice cream. That's all
I know. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
We stopped at the Dole Company.
Oh, cool.
Right before lunch. But we couldn't resist. We had to get a Dole Whip. So by the time it was time to eat, we were full. But it was worth every bit of it. It was beautiful over there.
I bet,
I have somebody.
And it's a great way to see, if you've never been to all the islands, this is the way to go.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to get
pack
on a plane, check in, all of that.
It's the only way to go to see it for the first time, or if you're going for the only time.
Right.
Every island is so different. So totally different. We had quite a few people do the submarine. I never thought about doing that before, but every time I looked out the balcony, I could see it going underneath with some of our people on it, and I'm thinking, I didn't see where they came up, but they were on that. We have somebody going, actually, April, May, June, July, and August on a cruise. Anywhere, most three were is Pride of America, one is Mediterranean, and one is Alaska.
Mm.
So it's going to be very interesting. It's very, very popular. Because you said no packing and unpacking.
Yeah.
You can rest after 6 o'clock is usually the time everybody has to be on board when you hear that whistle. And you can get off anytime. You can even go to the beach for the day.
Yeah.
So you're really not missing out anything. I actually, this time, because I've flown over several times and stayed for 10 days. But I almost like the cruise now because I can get off where I want and stuff, so it's really nice. So give us a call.
I haven't been on one in a while, but of course, back in the good old days, you had your formal meal every night. But now it's now that you can probably do that if you want. But
what they
now
have,
there's so many food options available.
Oh my God, the food on here was amazing. They have stations.
Yeah,
they have stations from every cuisine you can think of, and then they have these specialty restaurants. Mm-hmm. We went to a Brazilian. I couldn't even eat it all. I mean, they come out with these big spears, one with pork. Then they come around again, one with beef, come around again with chicken.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the, you can't even call it a buffet.
Right.
Because all the cooks are in their different stations on the Pride anyway. So I do have an announcement.
Okay.
We were due to go to Greece in August.
Okay.
And I have rebooked that for next August. The reason being, and I just canceled it before we left, they did an itinerary change, which I did not like. And I know it's not all about me, but I believe that it's the best change.
Yeah.
We'll be flying into Athens, doing all those islands, and then flying out of Athens. So I made that decision before I left to change it. So I've already got it booked. It's rebooked for 2024 in August.
Okay.
The only thing I'm waiting for, and I'll have that flyer out right away, probably in September, is the airfare. And then we're ready to go. And I think I've talked to several people that had signed up for it, which we have a lot, and they were perfectly fine with it. I can also send you over there on your own, you know, as if I was going, but I think everybody wants to wait for that group. There's an experience with that group that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, and I also, that was the big announcement. So it's rebooked. We're ready to go as soon as I get the airfare.
Okay.
I come home to find out the Spring Mystery Tour was full already.
Oh, it is. I was just going to ask you about that.
I think Nicole just announced it, didn't she? The last time she was on?
Well, she announced that it was coming up. But yeah, but I mean, that letters had been out and the emails had been out, but no, we hadn't had a report yet that it was full.
It's full.
It's full.
It's full with a wait list.
All right.
So that's always a good thing. So the last thing I want to say is after traveling again, the airports are full. The seats are full. If you know you're going to go somewhere now for even fall, give us a call. I've been struggling with getting seats that were a decent price. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to go anyway, but I'm telling you, it hasn't eased up any.
Right.
And the same with the cruises.
Yep.
The cruise that was going after we got back, you know how they come back and they flip it around? It was already, somebody had gotten the whole ship. Somebody had booked the whole ship.
Oh,
some
wow.
company.
Wow.
So when we were leaving, all these flowers were coming in. I thought, oh, wow.
Nice, yeah.
I know. So it's even for big companies an easy way
like
to
KBRX,
go.
KBRX.
Yep.
Where we take the staff on.
Wouldn't that be nice? I'll be your guide.
We would just need a 30-foot dinghy.
Yeah,
that would fit us all on there. Because we're all a little dinghy out here anyway.
So. Right. That's isn't that the name of your, I don't know what we would name our nut house sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
So, one other little interesting thing. It's when we were leaving Maui to go to Hilo on the Big Island, we weren't off very far. And then if we were in our room, and we thought, wow, all of a sudden it got rough because it hadn't been rough, you know. And I thought, what is going on? So never thought much about it and thought, okay, we're hitting a rough patch. Come to find out, after we left Maui, somebody had slipped and fallen.
Oh.
And I don't know, broke a hip or something. But they had made a decision that, I mean, they have a hospital on board. Mm-hmm. They made a decision we weren't that far from Maui to turn that ship around go back to Maui to the hospital. Yeah. So, although it's kind of, they're ready for everything.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to be.
Yeah. So that was kind of.
Got a whole town on a boat in the middle of the ocean. Yeah.
Right. So we got turned around, made it to Hilo right on time.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, anybody that's can't decide what to do, give us a call. There's so many options for cruises, no matter how many days. And we're pretty much up on it right now. We're getting lots of deals on them.
All right, 336-2455, O'NeillTravelNow.com, or check it out on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any of that stuff.
Yeah, right.
All right, Judy, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for the cookies.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy. Judy Duvall from O'Neill Travel Now.